And just he didn't know himself. So it says, Rav Onan, Braisa lo shmile. He didn't hear this Braisa. Rashi says, Rav Onan, to lo yoda b'hai minai homa Braisa liyil, lo yave shmile the lifshot mino. As Rav Onan did not learn the Braisa before, therefore he was not able to know on which one Mashmul said it's chayzer, which one he said it's not chayzer. Navi midishmuel, if you want to say now midishmuel. Rashi says like, Vim toimer, livsha midishmuel diyoma eina mechruva kolikar, alma kivun delav necheru moyes chayzen. Like, why aren't you pushing it from what Shmuel says himself? That Shmuel says, if you sell your field on yoivo, so Shmuel says, eina mechruva kolikar. So Rashi says, Vim midishmuel mimai diyena mechruva, o moyes chayzen, how do you know Shmuel means to say? The sale doesn't take place, and the money is returned to the one that gave the money. No, that alone wouldn't be a proof. Dilma, maybe all Shmuel meant to say was, ain't a mechura. True. If you buy somebody's fields on Yovel, you gave the money to Reuven to buy his field, so Shmuel says the sale doesn't take place. On Yovel, you can't go and buy fields. But maybe your moyus mataninu. But maybe the fact you gave your money to this person to buy the field, you gave it to the mocher to sell him, you meant to give him a present now. Maybe that's what Shmuel meant. And we have such a locha like this. Midi deheva, just like HaMekadesh es HaChoysoi, if somebody marries his sister. The Yitma, we learned like this. HaMekadesh es HaChoysoi, somebody goes to a sister and gives the money, Kedushin, gives her a ring. So Rav Omarav says, Moyes Choysoi. And the law is, we know the Gdushin is not Chal, you can't marry your sister, therefore the money is returned. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, Moyes Matana, that the money is a present. In other words, a person knows that he can't marry his sister, so why is he giving her the money? We say he means to give her a present. So maybe here also that was a pshat in Shmuel. If you buy somebody's field on Yovel and you give him money, true, the sale does not go through, but maybe the money you gave him, he has a right to keep it. So that wouldn't be a clear shot. Which one before Mashmul said, Moyes Choysers. Omalei Abaye the Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye is Kashin at Rabbi Yosef. Shan Kashin the Mishnah really. My Chod is the Kansin in the Lekeach, Nikna Sela Moicher. And we just learned if a master sells his Eved Kanani to another Jew living in Chutz Loretz, so there's a Kanas now that the second master that bought the Eved has to let him go free. So in putting a knas upon the one that bought the Yevid, he has to let him go free. So the question is, why do we make the knas upon the one that bought it? Why do we make the knas the one that sold it? That the one that sells it has to give the money back like. Or Malaysa, he answered back, Lavak Voraganif, Elachuraganif. It's not the mice that's the ganif, but it's the hole. Like when the mice goes and steals something, he runs right away to the hole. So because he has a place to put it, that's why he steals. Here also, the second one is, since you have a person to sell it to, it's the one that took it, he's the gun. Omulib, he said back still, Ilav akvoro churim inole. Like, if not for the mice, if not for the mouse, the one that stole it, what does the whole know about it? Here also, if not for the one that sold it, why is the one that receives it, why is he the kanas? So Mara says, still it's Nistavros, a swara, heicha diika isura ostum kantinen. The place where the Yisr is, that's where we make the Kanas. So since right now, after the sale, this Eved is found by the Lekeach and Chutzlar, the one that bought him, therefore we put the Kanas upon him, he has to just lose his money and free the Eved. Now the Gemara says, Ahu Avdo the Orek Mechutzaloretz Lieretz. A certain Eved Kanani ran away from Chutzlaretz in Teretz Yisrael. So also Mori Abasrei. So the master now ran after his Eved to try and get him back to Chutz Loretz. His Osla came to Rabbami, he went in front of Rabbami. Omulei said like this, Nichtav lecho ashtar adme. You should know, let the Eved write to you a star of his value. In other words, let the Eved say, I'll pay you my value. The cost of legita de cherusa, even though right now the Eved doesn't have any money, and he's not going to pay him right now, so he doesn't go out free with the kesef, but still, he's mechayiv himself the Eved that whenever he does get the money, he'll pay him. But right now, the master should free him, give him a get to cherusei. That's what he told him. V'loi, and if you're not going to do this, then mafkon alei minoch mid Rabbi Achab Rabbi Yashia. I'll make the Eved go away free anyway, and you won't get even the money back from the Eved. from the din of Rabacha bread Rabiashia. What's it aloha? The Tanya learn like this. The Pasuk says, La Yeshu Biyatzucha Penyachti Yawaischoli. You're not allowed to let people from the seven nations live in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you'll do a very because of them. Now, Yochra, I would have thought to say, Biyovi Gechavim Shekibul Olov, Shalur Lavur Avurz Gechavim Akos Medaber. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about a guy that accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. Still, maybe you're not allowed to keep him in Eretz Yisrael. Talmudim, the apostle says, Loisaskar Eved El Adoinov. That you're not allowed to return an Eved to his master. Ashayinotzel Alecha that runs to you to try and save himself. Meyim Adoinov from his master. So, my takanosoi, what are we supposed to do? In case where an Eved runs to you, what are we supposed to do? Is Imcho Yeshu Bekirbucho. He's supposed to stay and live by you. In other words, if an Eved Kenani like runs away and he comes to you, you're supposed to let him live by you. So now, v'kashvel Rav Yashi. Rav Yashi has a kasha here. Hai mayim adoinov from his master. If it's talking about a goy, it should have said mayim aviv from his father miboylei. Should have said if the goy runs away from his father to go to you. Ella, therefore, Rav Yashi says, what's pshan this posik? El amar Rav Yashi. We're talking about if somebody sells his Eved Kenani. First they were living in Eretz Yisrael, and now he sells the Eved to Chutz Loras. So somebody living in Chutz Loras. And still, the Kashler, the Rabach of Rav Yashia. He's still out of Kash in this Pasuk. So therefore, we're not talking about Stam Agoy, we're talking about an Eved. So that's why it says, Me'im Adonov from his master, like he's going away from his master. But still, the kashle the Rabbi Acha of Rabbi Yashi, still had a kasha here. Hayah sheyinotzel elecho, that he comes to save himself by you, ah sheyinotzel meyimecho miboylei, from you, it should have said. Shrashi, ah sheyisparish meyimecho, means menerach Yisrael lohaitzi lechutz loretz, like he's leaving from you. Like the case is where he was in Eretz Yisrael before, and now the master is selling him to chutz loretz. So he's saving himself like from you. So what is the pasuk talking about? El Amar Rabacha. Rabacha says like this. El Amar Rabacha Rab Yashia. The Eved Sheborach Mechutz Loretz Loretz Akosta Medaber. We're not talking about where the master sells him. But the Eved himself. First the Eved was Nebuchadnezzar by a Jew living in America. And then he ran away to Eretz Yisrael. Medaber. And still the pasuk says not to return him but let him stay there. So that's what we told him, make sure, like, leave it this way, that the Eved at least will pay you his money. Because if you're not going to take this and free him, I'll let him be free anyway from this pasuk here. That when an Eved runs away to Eretz Yisrael, we're supposed to keep him there. And Tanya, we learned another verse like this. The pasuk says, Loisaskar Eved El Adoinov. Don't return an Eved to his master. So Rabbi says, the pasuk is talking about if you buy the seventh Kenani, but you made a condition with him, so therefore the pasuk is telling us now that Bezdin has to be careful and watch this person to make sure he doesn't work with him, but let him go out free the way he said he would do it. What's the case talking about? That the master wrote to his Eved like this. That he didn't buy the Eved Kenani yet, but before he goes to buy the Eved, he tells the Eved that when I will buy you for an Eved, I'm like freeing you right now. You become freed from right now. So this is the case. This goes according to Ramei Yeshita that all the Matnadovishal Beliyolam. So it means something what you're saying. Therefore, the Maisa later, when you do buy this Eved, the Lachar is he's supposed to go free. So therefore, Leisask Eved El Adoinov means Bezdin has to watch over now that this Eved should not go back to his master, but rather this Eved should be free. Rav Chizda Limar says, Orek Le'avdo Levei Kusoi. Rav Chizda's Eved ran away Levei Kusoi. Rashi says, Chutz Loretz. Rav Chizda Nami B'Bovel Hevi. Rav Chizda was living in Bovel, so his Eved ran away from one city to another city. Sholachlu, so there's no halacha to let him go free. He didn't go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz, so the opposite. So he has the right to get him back. So Sholachlu, so Chizda sent to the people there, Ahadru Nali, give him back to me. Sholchulei, so they sent back to Chizda the people there, because so much they wanted to keep him. So Chizda sent back, no Sholchulei, the people sent back, Loisaska Eber El Adoinov. The Pasuk says, no, we can't give back an Eber to his master. So Sholachlei, so Chizda sent back to them. But the Pasuk says, V'chein sasa l'chamoroi, V'chein sasa l'samloisoi, V'chein tasa l'chol aveda sochicha. There's a mitzvah hashavas aveda. If somebody lose something, if you lose it, no matter what it is, there's a mitzvah to give it back. Zeros, like my Yevid ran away from me, I lost my Yevid, there's a mitzvah to give it back to me. And sholach lei, so he sent back, but still, V'chsir, the Pasuk says, L'saskrim el Eved al adoinov. So, but the Pasuk says here by Neved, we don't have to return the Eved to his master. So the Chizda said back, no, Shochi Luhu, Hahu be Eved Sheborach Mechutzalor Oretz Loretz. The Pasuk is talking about if the Eved was first living in Chutzloretz, and he ran away into Eretz Yisrael, then there's a mitzvah to let him stay there, not to send him back. Uki Rabach of Rabbi Yashiel, like the Pasuk says before. But over here, that it was just from one city to another city in Chutzloretz, Rav Chizda has a right to get his Eved back. Umayish, you know, the Gemara says, the Sholach Lu, the Rabach of Rabbi Yashio, how come we only send it back from this, from his Drosha? Why not from the other man, the Yomer, that's a different Drosha? So Marin says, Mishum Damash Malay Kroy, because the Pasuk is Mashma more this way. Rashi says the pshita the pashta the kroachim mashma lutvei. They didn't understand the rechomim. But these people weren't the good people. They didn't listen to rechomim. Therefore, they didn't want to send it back to him. Therefore, he had to tell him back. But this is the pasuk pshan the posik that when is there a mitzvah of leisask eved el adoinov? Only when the eved runs away from chutzlaretz into Eretz Yisrael. But here, from chutzlaretz to chutzlaretz, havadi you have a right to get him back. Mora says, Abaye irkos lai chamro beikusoi. Abaye once lost his chamor, but in the city beikusoi. Sholachlu, so Abaye sent to them, Shadruli, send them back to me, like I know you have him, send back my chamor. Sholachlu, they sent back to him, that Sholach Simno, send us a simon, we want to know proof that it belongs to you. Sholachlu, so Abaye sent back to them, Techiura krusayu, his stomach is white. That was my simon. Sholcholei, so the people sent back to Abaye. Ilav d'nachmeini yat, it is not that, it wouldn't be for the fact that we know you're Abaye. Like you're a Talmud Chacham, you don't lie. Lo yehevi mishodana lein aloch, we would not send this chamor back to you with that simen. Because that's not called a good proof. Oto kuli chamri lav krisayach yuraninu. All the chamor, all donkeys are like that, that their stomachs are white. So that's not called a good simen, in fact, telling me his stomach was white. So the Mishnah, Ein poidin es ha-shvuyin yeser ha-kadei demein. If Goyim, let's say, capture or kidnap a Jew, so Allah is not allowed to pay money for him more than he's worth. Ein poidin es ha-shvuyin yeser ha-kadei demein mefei tikkun olam, so tekonim the rabbon, we'll see in the Gemara why. Because otherwise we're afraid the Goyim will see it's a good business to go and keep on kidnapping more people to get more and more money. So the tekonim, you're not allowed to pay ransom money more than it's really worth. V'yein mavrichin es ha-shvuyin. And let's say you know a person that was kidnapped, and you have possible to make him, like to let him be freed, like to let him break jail, you don't help him. V'yein mavrichin es ha-shvuyin. People that are caught, captured by the goyim, we don't let them make a jailbreak. Mifnei tikkun olam, it's also a tikkun olam. Because the goyim will see the way they went out free, we helped them go out free, they'll only make it worse for the rest of the prisoners. Or they'll try and capture more prisoners. So therefore, not to start off with the goyim, we're not supposed to do this. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, Rav Netakonis Hashmuin. Is that the corner for the person that we already captured? In other words, there are other people in jail, so if one person breaks jail, so the goyim now will make it much harder on the other people that are in jail. So the corner for them, you're not allowed to do this. We don't help him become free. Eboil, we have a question like this. That's what the Mishnah says, when there's a ransom money to free a Jew, you can't pay the goyim more than he's really worth. What's the reason? Is the tikkun olam mishum duchu de tzipurei? Because if to be the locha, you have to pay as much as they want, so you're going to go around collecting money to save it from the people. It's a big tircha for the people to pay so much money. So we don't want to bother the tzibur. That's why you're not supposed to free him if they want so much money. Maybe that's not the reason. The reason is because we don't want the goyim to see it's a good business, and they'll go and kidnap more people. So that's why we're not allowed to pay ransom more than it's really worth. And the difference, we'll soon see what the difference will be. So Toshima, come in here. The Levi Bar Dargo, Porke Librate, he freed his daughter, but Tlei Salfe didn't resolve. He paid 12,000, didn't resolve, much more than she's worth. So you see that he's allowed to free her as much as he wants. So Abaye said back, no. Oman Lemelon, who told you to Barotzi Chachamim Ovid, that he did according to what the Chachamim would tell him to do? Dilma, maybe Shleib Barotzi Chachamim Ovid. Maybe he did not listen and he did his own will, not what the Chachamim would want. In other words, this is the difference. If the reason is that we don't want to have put a big expense upon the tzibur, so if you're a rich person and you could take care of it yourself, then there'd be no issa. That's like this Bar Darga here. That he was a rich person and he paid all this money by himself, then it would be mutter. It's only Yosef, you can't afford it, you're not allowed around go around collecting the money, collect so much money, that's a tircha de tziburi. But the other pshat is no. The reason why we don't want you to pay so much ransom money is because we're afraid if the goyim see they get so much money, they'll go and kidnap more people. So then even though you're a rich person, still you're not allowed to pay this much money to ransom your son, your daughter, because we're afraid the goyim will just learn from this to do it more. Simply more than not pursue the shayma. Right, then the Mishnah says, "Vein mafrichin es hashvuyim." We don't help the people that were put in jail, captured. We don't help them go for skip jail. Mevnei tikkun oylem, because tikkun oylem. Yeshimun gamiulam mevnei takonas hashvuyim. The takona for the people that are already in jail. So Mor says, "My benay, what's the difference between the two reasons?" Ege benayu deleka elachad. Let's say there's only one person in jail right now. So if he would go out free, according to Yeshimun gamiul, there'd be no issa. Because there's nobody else left in jail right now. Mashenka, if there are two or three people in jail, and you only help one person go out, break out, so then the goyim will make it much harder on the other two. That's what Shimon Gamil swore. But they takonis shvuyin. We don't want the people that were already captured to be tortured. But according to Chachamim, the pshat is no, even though there's only one person in jail now, you're not allowed to help him break jail. Because if he breaks jail, the goyim will become angry and just go to get more Jews and make it harder for the Jews. That's the tikkun olam, not to start up with the shvuyim. Now the Gemara says, "Bante de Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman's daughters, bochshon kidrub yadayim. They were able to put their hands and use it for a ladle. When they were cooking up hot soup, they just put the hands inside the soup and stirred up the soup. So kashle the Ravilish." Rav Ilish saw this, so Rav Ilish first thought that they were big tzaddikis. Like such big nisim happened to them, they must be great people. So Rav Ilish had a kashya, the apostle says, tell us, ksiv, Odom echad miel of matzasi. One out of 1,000 men I found to be a tzaddik. But v'yisha b'cholel olay matzasi. I didn't even find one tzaddikis. And here, Raika banted Rav Nachman. I see the daughters of Rav Nachman, they must be big tzaddikis. That they're able to stir up their hot soup with their own hands. So Gemara says, Gormalu Milsa, it happened, the Ishtabuyin, that the two daughters of Rav Nachman were captured by the Goyim. And the Ishtaboy Iyo Nami Badayu, Rav Ilish was also captured, by the Goyim. So Yoy Mechor happened one day, have the Yosef Gabeyu Gavra, that next to Rav Ilish was sitting a man, to the Yoda Balishna de Sipori. He knew bird language. He was able to hear, understand the birds talking. So also Urva and Urva, raven came, Vukokorolain started to chirp, make noise. Someless of Suravilish asked this man, my comma, what is the raven talking, saying? Omeless, the man said back, the raven is saying, Ilish Borach, Ilish Borach, Ilish, run away now, run away from jail. So Omar Elis said, no, nothing doing. Uvar Shikru, an Arev is somebody that lies. So Melov, Loi Samichna Allah, I can't be Samich on him. Therefore, I don't trust him to think that Ganesh is going to happen, I should run away from jail now. Adoch in the meantime, also Yoina. In the meantime, a Yoina came. The same thing with Kokori started to chirp in front of Avilish. So Omalas, Avilish asked the Zokin, my Komer, what is the Yoina saying? Omalas, so the man said back to Elish, you should know the Yoina saying, Elish Borach, Elish Borach. Elish, run away, run away. So now Elish said, Omer, he said, Knesses Yisrael ki Yoina Masila. Knesses Yisrael is like a Yoina. If so, it must be he's telling the truth. Like the apostle says in Shir Hashirim, ki Yoina Vichsev Yoinosi Tamosi. So Shema Min Elish said, Mis Rochish Linisa, that a Nes is going to happen. So therefore, he was about to run away from jail. As the Mishnah just says, we don't help them break jail. But if the guy in jail himself has the opportunity to run out of jail, Mustam is not mechuyav to stay in jail. See, Elish saw that from the Shemayim that Nes is going to happen, so he was ready to run out of jail. So he said like this though, Ezel Echsei Bantad Rav Nachman, let me see the daughters of Rav Nachman, Ikayomim Behim, Nusayu Hadrinu. Let me see if they're still the same tzaddikus that I saw before, then I'll tell them to escape with me also. Omar, so he said like this, Avila said, Nashi, ladies, when do they talk their private talk? Komilu di Islu, Sidran la Dodi Vivesakise. When they go to the Vesakise, they talk their private things there. So he was stood outside the Vesakise, and Shaminu the Carmen, he heard the way the two daughters were talking like this. Ade Guvrayin, these goyim here that were captured by, they're our husbands. We like them. V'nadoye Guvrayin, and before we were living in Adoye, we had husbands there. Leimelu l'shuvayayu, let's tell our captives here, let's tell the goyim here, l'rachinu mehochra, to take us far away from Adoye. To l'leis the inshin, that people should not come l'ishme and hear about us, l'frakinun, and free us. In other words, he saw they weren't tzaddikus of these two daughters. Other rabbis, they enjoyed very much living by the goyim, and they wanted to stay by the goyim. So Mela Elish left them there. Kom, he got up. Orak, he ran away. Or Se'iyu v'hu gavra. So Elish and this man sitting next to him both tried to run away from jail. So the day is Chorosh Anisat, Elish and Nes happened, and over b'mavra was able to go over the river. Chvesa Mavra, a bridge was there. So a ferry was there to take him over. V'hu gavra shkuchua, but the other man didn't make it. The Kotlu, they killed him. But a kopon of Kihadron, when the village came back home, the Yoson, and he came back home, he said like this, have they called Bokshon Kidru B'Kshofim? Is that that I saw the daughters of Rav Nachman before, I saw the way they were stirring up the hot soup with the hands, it wasn't the pshat because they were big tzaddikuses. They were Vaisos Rishoyim. But the pshat was that they did a Maisa Kishav though. They did as magic, that's how they're able to do it. But not because they were tzaddikus. Tamele left with the posik that v'yishu b'cholai eilo lematzosi. Mishnah says, v'yein loichim svarim inala rabai svar masefer Torah tfilm no mezuzas v'rodi kachovim. You can't buy off a guy tfilm mezuzas masefer Torah. Yes, rakadei demeyim. More than it's worth, they want to sell to you at a bigger value, you're not going to pay for it. Mifnei,